Good news.
We like to set you up with some good news on a Sunday night about the week ahead. And John D does the honours. G'day, John.
Good evening to you.
All right. Now, you and I have been moaning about plastic bags for a while now, but there is some good news on the plastic bag front because Woolies is starting to move ahead with its national plastic bag ban.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, they've announced that they're phasing out single-use plastic bags a little bit earlier than originally announced. Originally, they said they were going to phase them out from July the 1st nationally, but they've now said they're going to do that from the 20th of June at all Woolworths stores around Australia, but it also applies to their BWS, Metro and Woolworths petrol stores as well, which is good to see. And last Wednesday, actually, 12 stores stopped giving away free plastic bags, and the idea is that the learnings that Woolies get from that will then be applied to the national rollout ban on June the 20th. And, you know, environmentally, this is going to be a really big win. Woolies, you know, group-wide use more than 3.2 billion single-use plastic bags every single year that they hand out to their customers. Coles use billions more, and they're going to phase out plastic bags on July the 1st as well. So that combined move by both of them is going to be a big win for the environment, and particularly for marine life.
Right. And so if people forget their own bags, what will they be able to do?
Well, it's going to be similar to Aldi, you know, the supermarket chain that have never given away free plastic bags. So if you don't bring your own bags to Woolies, you'll have access to a number of different alternatives. You can get a thicker reusable plastic bag at 15 cents that can, you know, scrunch nice and small into your bag or into your, you know, the front seat of your car. They'll also sell those, you know, the green bags, the campus bags at 99 cents each. So, you know, there's, again, a cheap option, but would be good to see Woolies do what Aldi do, which is let people have free boxes as well. But yeah. I think it's one of those things that, you know, but Aldi is one of the shops I use both Coles, Woolies and Aldi. And it's interesting when you go to Aldi, people have got used to the idea that you can either get that box or you know, if you don't take your own bags, you're going to have to pay for them. So everyone has got into the habit of using their own bags, which is great to see.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they crush all the boxes out the back. It's like, stop crushing them and let people use them because that's recycling then and there. What about in the UK? There's some good news on the bag front in the UK.
Oh, look, there has been. You know, we've previously spoken about how that 5p charge on single-use plastic bags in the UK has led to a nearly 90% drop in plastic bag use. So that's about 9 billion less than plastic bags. Now, there's been a new report come out that has shown that has led to a significant drop in the number of plastic bags that are littering the seabeds around Britain. And the UK government have an organisation called the Centre for Environment, Fisheries and Aquaculture Science, and they've carried out thousands of fishing net trawls on the seabed between 1992 and 2017. And what the latest research shows that compared to 2010, that research has shown a drop of nearly 30% in plastic bags on Britain's seabed. So that, you know, it's not surprising that 5p charge is already making a real difference. And unfortunately, there has been an increase in the number of other plastic items such as fishing debris and plastic sheets. So good news on the plastic bag front, still some way to go on the other plastics.
Imagine 5p charge means nearly 90% reduction in use. That's pretty significant figures. You can't get much more significant than that.
No, and look, the same thing happened in Ireland many, many years ago. You know, they've had that plastic bag levy. And I guess, you know, what Aldi have shown, I guess, is that you're not punishing the battlers who are doing it a bit tough, because once you get used to the idea that, well, if you don't take your own bag, you get charged, everybody gets into the easy habit of just taking their own bag when they go shopping. And, you know, and the good thing with Aldi, if you don't have your own bag for some reason, you know, you can always ask for a box, or you can just put all the groceries back in your trolley, take them down to your car in the car park, and then put them in the back of your car. So that's another free of charge way to do it.
We've got a bag drop in my suburb, and you put all your excess ones and other people can use some of your canvas bags. Now, tell us some of the good news for wildlife this week, John.
It's been a great week for wildlife. McDonald's has announced in the UK that it's phasing out plastic straws from its 1,300 outlets around the UK, and they're going to begin a trial of paper straws in May. And during that trial, you know, they'll keep the plastic straws behind the counter, but you've got to ask for them. It sounds almost like subterfuge, doesn't it? Mm. You know, but it's a good move to see, because other fast food chains always seem to copy McDonald's when they become innovative. And hopefully McDonald's in Australia will follow the lead of McDonald's in the UK as well.
Well, I remember the paper straws that we used to have when we were little. They were sort of waxy paper. They were fine. They worked.
They did. And, you know, we actually have some metal straws here at home, up here in the Blue Mountains where I live. You know, and they're totally reusable, and we've had them for years, you know. But the interesting thing is why McDonald's did this in the UK. Their research they did with customers told them that the customers didn't want the plastic straws. And that, in fact, the customers wanted to be made to ask for them. And, you know, there's already two other UK retailers, Pizza Express and Wetherspoons. They've already banned plastic straws, so that's a really good sign. And, of course, across America, a number of cities have now put in place laws to limit or ban the use of plastic straws. So we're starting to see some real action on that front.
And why is this good news for wildlife?
Well, you just have to look at the numbers, really. You know, more than 8.5 billion straws a year are used in the UK. If you look at America, it's a far bigger problem there. You've got about 500 million straws being used and thrown away every single day in the US. So, you know, every 15 days, that number of straws is equivalent to the whole human population on Earth. I mean, you know, that's a ridiculous number of straws. Now, they're all most of those are recyclable, but the reality is most of them get thrown away. And when they end up in the marine environment, if a marine animal ingests it in some way, they cause injury and death. And, you know, turtles, I've noticed quite a few times from talking to experts, they get them caught up their nose. And when you find a turtle that's got a straw stuck up its nose, very difficult to remove it. You can do it, but obviously not an enjoyable experience for the animal.
Yeah, with John Dee, who's telling us some of the good news. He's the co-founder of Do Something, Planet Ark and National Tree Day. So, John, Britain's announced a ban on ivory sales. Now, this is the same time Donald Trump's going to let ivory come back, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I think if we avoid Donald Trump and focus on the good news.
Okay, just the good news. Okay, Britain's banning it. I thought that Britain, why hadn't it done it already?
Look, what they're doing is they're looking at not just fresh new ivory. This is a ban on ivory no matter how old it is. You know, there'll be some exceptions for some old musical instruments and for things like works of art or portrait miniatures that are more than a century old. But, you know, the good news is they're going to ban the sale of ivory no matter how old it is. And hopefully this will become an international role model and really consign ivory sales to the history books, because, you know, we're losing about 20,000 elephants a year that are being killed for their tusks. And this has become such a major problem around the world. And it's why so many people couldn't believe that Donald Trump was looking to, you know, ease it up in some way. So it is an issue that, you know, it's good to see a country like Britain taking that lead, because often when Britain takes a lead on these kind of issues, a lot of other countries do tend to follow their example.
Well, let's see who they follow there. Now let's talk about waste, food waste. So IKEA is going to halve its food waste by mid-2020. How's it going to do this?
Oh, this is really good news. You know, everyone knows IKEA. It's the world's number one furniture retailer. But what a lot of people don't know is they run one of the world's biggest restaurant chains. And so their aim of halving food waste over the next 3 years is coming about because of a trial that they just did. They had about 650 million restaurant visitors last year, and they found they were throwing away 43,000 tons of food every year. So that's about 300 kilograms of food waste on average per store per day. So they did a trial food waste scheme that they launched in December at 84 of their restaurants, and they measured what was thrown away and at what time of the day and what time of the week they were throwing away the food. Now, by doing that, they then adjusted the way they were cooking their food. So by doing that, they reduced the amount of food waste in those stores by 79 tons just by, you know, better cooking the food and tailoring it to demand. And
so smaller portion sizes and things?
Well, basically just knowing that if at a certain time of day you get a rush of people, that's when you should actually start cooking your food instead of cooking some food earlier. Mm. Then it going to waste because no one's eaten it in time. So by adjusting the time of the day they were cooking their food to meet the demand, they realized that certain times of the day they had more demand than other times of the day. So if you look at what that saving was just from that trial, if you look at the average dish price of about €5, that move alone helped them to stop throwing €880,000 worth of food into the bin. So if they do that globally, they're going to save a huge amount of food. And of course, a huge amount of money as well. And when you don't throw away such vast quantities of food, what you're also not throwing away are all the resources and energy that went to getting that food from the farm all the way to that IKEA plate. So, you know, environmentally, it will be a really big win for the environment.
Right. How's Australia on food waste?
Look, on food waste, we're throwing away about 4 million tonnes of food a year. So to put that in perspective, that's enough to fill about 450,000 garbage trucks. And if you look at a household level, each household on average is throwing away about $1,000 to $2,000 of edible food every single year. So we're literally throwing away about $8 to $16 billion worth of food just in households alone. And if you look at the average garbage bin in Australia, up to 40% of the average household garbage bin is food. So we're throwing away about 20% of the food we purchase. If you want to put that in perspective, if you bought 5 bags of groceries and then you literally threw away one of them, that's basically what we're doing. But lots of opportunities there to save food and save money. We've actually got a website at dosomethingfoodwise.com.au. That's foodwise.com.au. Lots of recipes and a recipe organizer that helps you to save money and reduce the amount of food that you buy.
Well, so when you've got these things left in the fridge, you can look up some ideas for how you can use them.
Yeah, so what it does, it basically you just look up all the food you've got in your fridge, freezer and pantry. You enter it into the recipe finder at foodwise.com.au, and then it gives you recipes that will use up your existing food, and it'll give you a shopping list for the ingredients you don't have. And that way it means you reduce the amount of food you need to buy, and it gives you a bit more planning and process that helps you to organise the food in your kitchen a bit better.
That's great. All right. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Sarah.
John Dee giving us the good news there. He's the co-founder of Do Something, as he said, Foodwise. You can check that out. That's a good idea, isn't it? Because you kind of end up with a few things and you think, I can't really use anything with this. And it goes in the bin, or at least the worm farm is good as well.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.